tape and start over with another work session, huh? All right. And now it's a little bit after 10 o'clock. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission meeting in a work session to discuss case number RR-1026, BNSF Railway Company review of private railroad crossing at Frayne Barracks in Bismarck. This is Kevin Kramer along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk. The purpose, of course, of the work session is to discuss among ourselves and with staff, and which today includes our legal counsel, Annette Bendish, a proposed findings of facts, conclusion of law, and an order, and all the other evidence in the case and testimony, which there is substantial. Anything in addition, guys? Commissioners? If not, Tony, your thoughts on...
Well, I've waffled everything. Back and forth a lot on this one. A thought that crosses my mind is, and I don't know if we need to review all the facts in the case, and we know it all pretty well. So, a thought that crosses my mind, and I don't know if there's an ability to write an order in this particular way or not, but is one of the issues that I'm concerned about is the fact that from the north approach, there's no control at all. And in fact, although the city calls it a unnamed asphalt trail, I think is what they call it. The reality is it's just a continuation of Schaefer Street. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it looks like a regular city road with no controlled access or anything else. And I understand the need for the National Guard to continue to have a north exit. I mean, I get that. But I would feel a lot more comfortable saying the whistle post should be pulled if there was some delineation, something that would tell the general public that, you know, this is where the public road ends, and this is where a, you know, private road begins. And I mean, right now there's a small sign, there's a sign right at the crossing itself, but to me that's not particularly adequate. I'd almost like to see if there was a way to write the order in such a way where we'd say, look, if the city can do, you know, this, it might be something as simple as just putting a, you know, basic gate across that road where the public part ends, then it could be declared a private crossing. But without that, you do run into this problem of having a public entity on both sides operating a road that, for all intents and purposes, looks like any other street and runs right into Frayne Barracks.
Well, there's no question that the challenge it seems that we face is reconciling common sense with the law. And right. And the law, which, as you pointed out, clearly defines this as a public crossing by virtue of the very clear and specific standards.
I think all three of us, because I just say it's a public crossing.
Yeah, the challenge, though, is the
way I looked at it.
Yeah, here's the thing. As I'm trying to find wiggle room so that we can apply common sense,
right,
is if you read that statute too strictly, what you end up with would be things like, and I don't think it would be correct to read this way, if you said just because a public entity defined as a public entity owns both sides and you have to, it's a public crossing. Think about the extension service. So if the extension service out in the middle of nowhere has, you know, both sides, is that now a public crossing, even though it's, you know, a farm to or a field to field crossing simply because it's the extension service? I would think we'd be able to find a rationale in there where you'd say, no, I mean, the only people using this who could possibly use it might be a, you know, someone working for extension who's crossing. You know, maybe if there's some other sort of bit of common law we can come up with in this case, or, you know, that we can set a precedent where, get an absurd result.
For me, the whole testimony was very good, but it was very significant when, towards the very end of the testimony, it came out that there was two accidents that had happened at that crossing. And I tell you what, nobody had said anything about that. And so we've got a case where there's a history of accidents. There was no fatalities, to my understanding, but there was accidents. So to just deem it it just doesn't make sense. I mean, that's where there is a history. And two accidents in one spot, that's a very high percentage. I mean, in any language.
That's why I'd like to see if there's a... I don't think it can be operated in the same way that it's always been operated,
right,
and call it a private crossing. I mean, just nothing about it is like a private crossing when you apply the statute. But I'm trying to come up with a way that we can make the whistle stop, because I get why people don't like them. The frequency of trains has gone significantly higher. The decibel has gone significantly higher. I mean, there are differences here that... So I get why folks in the area aren't particularly happy with it. But so if there's a way that we can come up with that meets the law but also allows the whistles to stop.
Applying the old adage that every case is a negotiation, obviously the National Guard heard loud and clear that closing it was one of the ways to do that, and they responded. Who hasn't responded is the city of Bismarck has not responded, having heard all of the testimony and the deliberation, by suggesting a conclusion much like you're talking about. And maybe they haven't heard loudly and clearly enough that there could be another, that there should be some more negotiation going on.
I mean, that's why I say something as simple as a gate would, it would seem like, if all the guard really wants is we have to have this emergency exit so we can, you know, get in if the front one gets blocked or emergency vehicles can get, I mean, that can be accomplished pretty easily,
right,
where you'd still have that access, but
the gate would be on the other side.
The gate would be on the other side of the road, and then in special circumstances where you do need to use it, they've got a key, they unlock it, boom.
Fire trucks, whatever
it is. If it's just purely they want to keep it open because it's a matter of convenience for people working on the base, and that's something else. I mean, then I don't know how they can do that and stop the whistles. I think you have to somehow have better control of the north side of that.
Well, maybe
I'd be interested in going back and saying, look, if you can throw up a gate where Schaefer Street ends,
well, and
they keep their emergency exit. It's clearly no longer used for public in any way at all.
To extend upon what your thought process is, which is a good, is that the city puts up some kind of device, maybe even the guard reduces their traffic flow through there, but unless it is a true emergency deemed by the commander there, they don't use that gate. So you even further reduce it to where if you're just leaving for daily work, you go out the other gate. If there's an emergency, everybody's notified, all the gates come up, and we still, I mean, so that could be the extreme the other way, too.
Well, I think that's what you're suggesting, although there might be limiting access only. See, part of the problem is some of the same people who testified that they'd like the whistles to stop also testified that they use the BNSF right-of-way to access their backyard. You know, it's kind of like having your cake and eating it, too. You know, there's got to be that the whole point of it is safety. I mean, that's the whole point of our jurisdiction is safety. And some of that testimony wasn't really conducive to making that argument.
That's what I'm saying. If you have throw a gate up there.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone has to.
Well, maybe there's actually a transfer of the ownership. It might have to even go further. And so.
Is that a request that legal that we could send a note back to the city of Bismarck just to. Short of additional information, we feel this will be a public crossing. However, we're open to thoughts that you might have of ways that, I mean.
I'm trying to figure out
how to write the order. Yeah, if we're going to write an order that way, that's a little trickier.
It is tricky to write the order that way, but to follow Brian's thought.
Yeah.
Send him a letter.
The question at this point, do you want a letter put on admin that goes to the city saying the commission has reviewed the evidence and we feel it's a public crossing unless the city would somehow restrict access? What are your thoughts? Because
I might not, you know, and realizing we're just thinking out loud, and that's sometimes dangerous. But I don't even know that I would say we feel. I think the evidence is clear,
right?
Yeah,
clearly under the law.
But Tony, I shudder to think how many of these others that we've easily deemed private crossings might have the very type of land on both sides that. You know, because since it wasn't a question at the time, we didn't consider whether or not there was state land or, you know, public land on both sides of a crossing. I suspect it wasn't, but it could be. Very easily could be.
I think the other question in those rural situations is how much is that road maintained?
Well, that's
the city admits they
maintain
it. Yeah, they plow the snow there.
Yeah.
And history of accidents cannot be, it's
can't
got,
be ignored.
It cannot be ignored. And I think we put it in that, if we go a letter, it's in the letter. These other crossings we reviewed, there is no history of accidents. I mean, that's significant.
The other option simply draft the order and say it's a public crossing unless the situation changes. I mean, there's not going to be an answer overnight, even if the city can make changes in that area and change access somehow. But that would mean we say it's public and the horn should still be sounded. And
you know, maybe not quite overnight, but I would think it could be done pretty quickly. If the only people using that road are 300 guardsmen twice a day, or maybe it's 150 twice a day, and a few trespassers, then it might not be a electronic gate, but it could be.
I don't think you need anything particularly fancy. You just need something where that road changes from Schaefer Street to the unnamed dirt. Yeah. Or an unnamed paved asphalt trail, that at that point access is controlled. And I mean, it can be done pretty simple. It doesn't need to be a crossbar.
Let me ask you something, though, about the law in general, Annette. Had BNSF not petitioned us with this question, the FRA deems it private, or, you know, who are we to say?
Under the statute, we can say.
I know.
That's the.
But we wouldn't if BNSF didn't petition us, because
right. It
would never come across our desks. So that's exactly. To me, that's a bit peculiar, but maybe it's not that uncommon. It's just the way it is, I guess.
Well, and I think BNSF wasn't comfortable with it being a private crossing.
Whether that's
because there's a history of accidents or the fact that they drove up there and looked at it.
Yeah.
As have countless staff members since this has become an issue.
Yeah. Well, I'd never driven it before until now. okay. Because we probably need to think about tweaking the law a little bit, too. I mean, this maintaining on both sides by a public entity might not be the best standard for determining whether it's a private crossing. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's defined by federal regulation, the same way our state law defines it.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about tweaking this law anyway with regard to landowner notice. And
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, do we want to, should we shoot for the letter idea?
I like the letter idea.
Put it on admin Thursday. Can we get that done that quickly?
Of course.
Of course. That's the spirit.
I think the way that you talked about drafting it was about right. The commission has discussed it. It appears clear to us under applicable statutes that
evidence on the record, previous.
We're interested in hearing your thoughts about ways that it.
Or is there any intent to change the situation there? I mean, we haven't heard from city planning. Maybe, I don't know if they have. If they've thought about it.
One thing we know for sure is the National Guard does not want it closed.
Exactly.
And I understand that. And that makes good sense.
Fine. I mean, I wouldn't want it closed if I was them either. But as you say, if it's a negotiation and keep it open, but you can make your neighbors happy, I mean, maybe they're by just telling people to use the front entrance.
Or at the very least, limiting the access on the north side of the,
up on the top of the hill by the sea.
Right. If it's the same 300 crossings, I don't know that I have great heartburn about that as long as, again, if we trust these people with the defense of the nation, we could probably trust them with a key to the north side. It's just that everybody else I'm not so sure about.
Yeah.
But you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to put a time frame on this letter?
On the response.
If they don't respond by X date, we'll make our
determination. Well, I could say the commission intends to issue an order on this date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think to make that.
And I could even, do a draft order and attach that to the letter too. That this will be on the commission's next agenda.
I think we'd want to give them a little longer than that. Maybe a month.
Give them
two
agendas. Yeah, because it won't go out till Thursday. I can do that and attach a draft order so they can see an outline of what our thoughts are, what the evidence is, and ask for a response.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Is there concurrence then with that plan of attack?
Okay. Yep.
All right, anything else? We scheduled 2 hours for this, didn't we?
Very efficient. I have work to do.
All right, we'll close the work session then. And we do have another one this afternoon, huh?
NSP.
1:30 on NSP. And the, yeah, right.